It is time to welcome in a good friend of Robin Hood Radio, Jane Strong, who is, of course, representing the Equus Effect. Jane, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall.
I look at this announcement here, and I, you know, I know at 65, time goes by even quicker, but you're having a fifth anniversary, 5 years already, fifth anniversary celebration coming up.
I know. It's hard to believe. It's really hard for me to believe. But then I think about all the time it took us to get started, and you know, it's really been quite a journey.
I don't think people understand that. I know Jill and I look back now, we've been around 11 or 12 years, and really to get established and get a footing probably took the first 5 to 7 years, and now things start to grow from a base from there, because there's so many other big nonprofit stations that reach our area. And I imagine when you start a nonprofit like you did from the ground up with something that I'll call it revolutionary at the time. Yeah, it does take a while to settle it in.
It does, and it takes a while for we work a lot with the VA and vet centers, and it took them a while to trust us and to be willing to even send veterans out to our program. And once they did, they sent them out with some clinicians and some veterans, and they were so surprised at the acceleration that this program seems to provide for the veterans who want to change and who want to come home, who want to have better relationships. And they started to send vets in 2013, and that year we saw 21. And then by the time it's come around to this year, we've seen over 250.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, I know it's good for the vets. It's also got to be good for the horses.
Actually, that's really true. We were just talking about that. They really like it because, first of all, because the vets are very respectful toward them, and we are as well, and they get to have a say in what happens. They are treated with as kind of co-facilitators, so they have a chance to express themselves and to express. They teach the vets actually a lot about how to be in relationship, meaning to slow down, to be fair in their communication, to ask for things with what we call minimum essential pressure, meaning we don't allow anyone to force the horses or try to control them or dominate them. They have to engage the horses with their energy and with their authenticity. And so the horses really like that. They're like, oh, okay, you ask me a question, I'll tell you what I think. And, yeah, they like it a lot.
We have the what we're talking about with Jane Strong is the fifth anniversary celebration, which is coming up on September 15th, of the Equus Effect. And it's going to be a little different this year. It's $50 per person. Veterans, by the way, are free of charge. It's going to run from 4 until 8. At the Equus Effect on Drum Road in Sharon. You've got music by the Joint Chiefs. Before we talk more about this, I have to say to you, when I hear that you've gone from seeing 20-some to over 200-some, that must put an incredible strain on you and the other volunteers. Has this grown to the point where you really need to train volunteers to help you do what you do?
Well, we're going from 4 to 6, just so that we hope everybody gets there on time, because we're going to try to fit a lot into 2 hours, and if it runs over a bit, that's fine. But we'd love to have people there by 4 and listen to the music and get involved actually in what we do. So yes, the answer to your question is we've grown a lot, and we have trained our volunteers who started with us when we started seeing vets in 2013. They're now staff members, and so they're kind of really work closely with us, and actually any of them can run the program, which is terrific. But yes, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people who are willing to help in some capacity. I finally got some administrative help in my office because I was being, as my father would say, the chief cook and bottle washer for a long time. So I have help in the office because it you know, when you get going and you get bigger, there are more and more things to deal with. And we do actually want some more volunteers who we can train, and it takes some training to do it, so we're looking for that. All that will be, everybody will be know what we're looking for and what we're up to at the event. We're going to have a lot of information available, and along with the entertainment, so...
We're speaking with Jane Strong again, the Equus Effect, their fifth anniversary. I'll call it celebration, but it's from 4 until 6 p.m.,
right.
4 till 6 p.m., featuring music at the Joint Chiefs and a glass of wine and some hors d'oeuvres, of course, at their location in Sharon, Connecticut. The easiest way to get tickets is just go to theequuseffect.org, theequuseffect.org. You can click on the programs and events, and then boom, there it is, and you can make your reservation and purchase tickets as well. You mentioned the office work and how you brought an administrator. I would think that that's good for you, because as someone who founded this and your love of working with horses, it probably had to be really hard for you to split your time doing the administrative work and not doing as much with the horses and the veterans as you started out doing.
That's right. So that was a tremendous help. And the other thing I'm doing is we're training people in other facilities to become facilitators, which we're also interested in finding as we go along, because we've now trained people in we've trained people in five different facilities now in Connecticut, in Old Lyme, in Brewster, Massachusetts, and we're going to train people in Baltimore, Maryland, and now we're going to train some people in North Carolina, in Brewster, New York, and in Fairfield County, because there are 35,000 veterans in Connecticut alone, and a lot of them live down in that south, east part, west part of Connecticut, which would be Fairfield County and New Haven County. So we're going to go down there to work, too. The demand is high.
I would think the demand would be. I mean, and probably not only for veterans. To be honest with you, I think anybody who knows anything about animals and knows the special relationship and bond that can form if it's allowed to form would realize that the Equus Effect is just another great way to actually facilitate healing without people really thinking that they're getting healed with something.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's there's something about horses particularly, and we know dogs are great too, but dogs will give you unconditional love for sure. And a horse is always going to be wondering, where are you right now and how are you with me right now? And if you're not authentic and honest about how you are, whatever that is, if you're afraid or angry or upset, it's okay as long as you're honest with the horse. And as soon as you are, they kind of breathe a sigh of relief and go, "Oh, okay, that's where we're at. So that's where we'll start." And it's I think what makes it interesting and attractive to people is that first of all, they're bigger than us. They're really the only animal that's bigger than us that's also kind of social. They're very social with us, and you can approach them and deal with them and work with them, and they very responsive. And I think they are the only animal that's bigger than us that's like that, that we can work with. I mean, elephants, I imagine, are like that too, but we don't have them around. But also, the other thing is... They're just very sensitive to our intentions and give us this really honest feedback without judgment. And I think that's different, very different from working with people. And once you earn a horse's trust, there's a sort of a loop that starts to happen where the veteran or whoever we're working with starts to feel, well, maybe I can trust myself. If this honest big creature is willing to trust me, maybe I can do that with myself. And so what happens is the veterans and others we've been serving around the community start to sleep better. They start to feel more relaxed inside, and their nervous system settles down. And so that allows for a lot of good change to happen in one's life.
So basically what you're saying, the horses are really much more in the moment and much more in connect with the individuals that are around them.
That's right. And if I go in the barn with the horse that I've had, my the first one I had for this program and before, if I go in the barn and I'm all distracted and worked up about something else, he'll look at me like, what's up?
Yeah.
You can stay on your side till you get your, yourself together.
Well, once again, with Jane Strong, we're talking about the Equus Effect of their fifth anniversary celebration. You can go to, once again, theequuseffect.org. Right on the homepage, up on the top on the right-hand side, click on the link that says the Equus Effect Sharon, Connecticut's fifth anniversary celebration. You'll get more information about it there, and you can get your tickets that way as well. Tickets are $50 per person. Veterans are free of charge. It's from 4 until 6 p.m. that evening at their location in Sharon, Connecticut. And there's music, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. And I don't know where you're going to be 5 years from now, but if you went from 23 to 200 and some, I think the future looks pretty amazing for you, Jane.
Yeah, it actually, I think so, too. And I think it's going to be a challenge to expand to expand and keep the quality of what we're doing, because it's very consistent. We're very professional about what we do, and you know, we really feel like the veterans we see have come from a background of not just, you know, difficult situations like war or you know, being in harm's way, but they've also had a lot of training about being very formal in a certain way, and so we treat them with a great deal of respect and consistency and professionalism, and I think that's you know, that's what's also made it grow, is that they feel that they can handle this, and they can move on in a way that suits them, which is to be, you know, kind of stay together on the inside and to become more effective, because that's kind of that's their nature, is to do things and get things done in a proper way and a responsible way. And so we meet them there in that way, the way we handle ourselves. We've also, I think the other thing that's going to make this grow is that we just got a grant from the VA, which is no small feat, and to train some folks in Seattle, in Spokane, Washington, at the Suicide Prevention Center there. And we're really excited about that. And also the VA here in Connecticut is approaching the National Institute for Complementary and Alternative Medicines to get us a grant to do some research on this work, because it's quite, they're seeing the results and they're seeing how effective it is for the veterans who choose to change and to move back into life. And so it's pretty exciting to have this being taken seriously by the powers that be, so to speak, who try to help veterans as well. So it's kind of cool.
All right. Well, once again, if you're listening now and you know about the Equus Effect and you're planning on going, that's great. But if you're listening now and even the tiniest bit of this has brought some interest to you, you should go to this, because you're going to find out all the information you need to find out, get your questions answered, and, by the way, have some wine, hors d'oeuvres, some music, and obviously, I think probably meet a lot of horse people that can, and the horse yourself possibly, right?
Oh, yeah. We're calling this Inside the Equus Effect, because we're going to have some veterans working with the horses and explaining exactly how the exercises that and the activities we do impact veterans when they leave, because obviously they can't take the horses with them, so we have to give them tools to take home that help them be more effective communicators, set better boundaries, be more in the moment, so to speak, with whoever they're with when they leave. And we're going to, if you want to come in and work with the horses yourselves, we're going to see how many people we can fit in before the end of the day. And you're welcome. We really want people to understand how we do what we do and why we do things the way we do, so that they can explain it to other people and perhaps, you know, get other veterans who they know, if anyone knows a veteran, even Vietnam vets. We see a lot of Vietnam vets, because after all these years, a lot of them tell us they still don't sleep more than 2 hours a night.
Well, once again, this is it, the fifth anniversary celebration. It is being held for the Equus Effect, and it is coming up on September 15th. 4 till 6 p.m., $50 per person. Veterans, you are free of charge. And for more information, the Equus Effect. fifthanniversarycelebration.org. And on the top right-hand side, you'll find the fifth anniversary celebration. You can click on there. Jane, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you, Marshall.
That is the Equus Effect, and September 15th is the date.